We're going to be reading from 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses from 4 through 7. Always thank my God for you because of his grace given you in Jesus Christ. For in him you have been enriched in every way, with all kinds of speech and with all knowledge, God thus confirming our testimony about Christ among you. Therefore, you do not lack any spiritual gift as you eagerly wait for our Lord Jesus Christ to be revealed. This is the word of God for the people of God. Okay, now let's prepare our hearts. Let's open our hearts for a great message coming this week from Pastor Pamela. The great comforter will improve all things.
Amen. Lord, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. As Don announced, the title is The Great Comforter Will Improve Things. Most of us wish for some of our situation to improve. We constantly seek and try to improve our way of doing things. There's a cry from believers and non-believers of hope that our world and community will improve. Satan has done a pretty good job in convincing people who feel that their situation is hopeless, that things will never improve unless you follow him. Ha! But can he? Will he help you in your time of suffering? Or will he cause more suffering upon you? Brothers and sisters, instead of listening to Satan, we must learn to be positive and persistent in knowing that God's word is true and just. Have hope and know that things, as dark as they may seem, will one day improve. The songwriter said, "Beams of heaven as I go through this wilderness below. Guide my feet in peaceful ways. Turn my midnight into days. When in darkness I would grope, faith always sees a star of hope. And soon, from all life's grief and danger, I shall be free someday." The Bible gave us a constant reminder that Satan is not the author and finisher of our lives. God is and always will be. Satan is seeking to whom he may devour. Don't let him win. God has written in the Holy Word that we are more than conquerors through him that love us. Sometimes we run into a problem or a situation that we cannot control. It's okay. Just don't give up. And don't give in. Why? God is the answer to every problem we face. Just search his word. I guarantee you, you will find solution if you're looking for it. And if we hold on and hold out, it will improve. And those are not idle words, my brothers and sisters. Those are true words. Brothers and sisters, all things work together for the good of those who love him and are called according to his purpose. Not our purpose, his purpose. We must fight the good fight of faith together and never give up. Paul never gives up. He fought the good fight of faith. Paul always forget those things which are behind and press towards those things that were before him. As Christian, Our life will always be a life of struggle and conflict. We will have conflict between sin and holiness, between Satan and God. But God wants nothing more than to save the world. But what does Satan want to do? He wants to destroy it. He wants to set you on the wrong path. He don't care about you. He just wants to devour you in everything that you do. But some of us, the problem is we let him do it. Amen? God wants to bring peace, healing, and love in the world. But Satan wants to condemn and devour and spread hatred. Remember, Satan has no power over God. God is in charge of us, and all he did is because he loves us so much. So much. In the text, there are 3 points that I would like to touch on. First is, God does not cause bad things to happen. Brothers and sisters, but be assured, if anything bad happens, he will make it right if we call upon his holy name. When our friends are hurting, instead of laughing and talking about them, we should be there to comfort them. Why? Because we also get comforted. When we comfort others, we ourselves are comforted, whether you realize it or not. Yes, we will go through trial and tribulation, but don't give up. Try until you succeed. That's what I tell my little babies in school. I said, when they say, I can't do this, I said, no, try. You will succeed one day. Don't give up. God is on our side, and he will not let us down. God is beyond our strength. He is our hope and our confidant. Brothers and sisters, we as Christians should become better persons when we go through the fury trial and tribulation. But the sad thing is, we allow it to control us. Sometimes take over our lives. We rebel instead of being patient. We hate instead of love. Look at the world. They're hating, they're killing. We must first realize that things will improve. Why? God never caused bad things to happen. But if it happened, he will turn them into good. Be assured. We must always trust him and remember that nothing is too hard for God. All things are not good, but work together for our good. He is not the cause of all things, but he is in everything. God is not the cause of the violent murder of anyone. He's not the cause of this virus. He's not the cause of a drunken driver wiping out a whole family. He's not the cause of our suffering and pain, but he allows it for his ultimate purpose and our ultimate good. God does not always give us the answer for our problem or things that he wants us to do. That's faith. That's trust. Trust in God, and all things will work for good. Yes, brothers and sisters, we must have faith in God. Trust him. Love him. No matter what you go through, even through trial, through tribulation, no possible circumstances in which we could be placed in should separate us from the love of God. Nothing. In the gospel, we're given the assurance of his blessing of hope, which nothing on earth can destroy. We are safe in the hands of God, and we should commit our ways to him, whether it leads us through persecution, trial, sickness, no matter what. Trust him. All things will work together for the good of those who love him and are called according to his purpose. I remember Joseph. Joseph had some brothers, boy. They were mean to him. They treated him bad. They threw him in the pit. They tried to hurt him. But what they meant for evil, what did God do? God turned it into good. When they were suffering, who did they turn to? They turned to their own brother and didn't even know it was him. Because it was God who showed them and put them on the right path. My second point is, things will improve. Brothers and sisters, when we do comfort others, we also, like I said, get comforted. God take us through things so that we are better able to comfort those who are going through the same thing sometimes we are going through. God is always moving in our lives, and sometimes he moves behind the scene that you don't even know he's moving. He sometimes uses sorrow to get our attention. Every situation we go through, God is in it, in the midst of it. He loves us, and he will intervene to improve it, make it better for us. God's power is the greatest spiritual power available to us anywhere, anytime. He will help us through whatever we are going through. Brothers and sisters, weeping endures for a night. But thank you, God, that joy comes in the morning. It will improve if we will simply change the way we feel about things, about our trial. We must understand that sometimes our trial comes only to make us stronger. Amen? Stronger. The songwriter said, through all I've been through, I still have joy. I'm not saying that we are to be comfortable in misery or trouble, but we are to trust and pray for God's will be done. Not our will, but his will. Sometimes we want it our way, but it's not what God wants. I want to sell my house. I found a house. I found a buyer. And what happened? It fell right through. But I trust him anyway, and I hold on to his hands because I know that whatever he does will be well done. If Jesus suffered, we too will suffer. But be encouraged. Know that Jesus have overcome this world. Paul says in 2 Corinthians 4, we are troubled on every side and yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not despair. We are persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. And finally, brothers and sisters, remember, things will improve. Isaiah 40, 31 has declared, but those who wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagle. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk but not faint. You see, God is good all the time. And all the time, God is good. And if God is good all of the time, then he makes no mistake. He made no mistake with any of you there. He made you. And he made you for a purpose. You are new, and you are not better than anyone in the street. We're all God's children. And no matter who they are, we ought to love them. Because God loves us. He loves us so much that he gave his only child for us. His only child. Would you give up your child for another person? I don't think so. Job experienced destruction, loss of his family. He experienced loss of health. And I believe his family also turned against him at times. Friends were no help when he was in his crisis hour. And I could hear him saying, naked I came into this world, and naked I shall return. That goes for all of us. Naked we came, and naked we shall return. Brothers and sisters, we cannot take anything with us when we leave this world. Job did not curse God even when he went through those trials and tribulation. He did not fuss. But what did he say? Blessed. In the midst of his sorrow, what did he say? Blessed. In the midst of confliction, he said, blessed. In the midst of danger, he said, blessed be the name of the Lord. And he said, though you slay me, yet will I trust you. We also must trust and wait upon the Lord until our time comes. James says, when you fall into temptation, count it as a blessing. He's working on us and getting us ready to do his will. It's a sure sign that if we hold on to God's unchanging hand, things will improve. It may be cloudy today, but the sun will shine tomorrow. My third point is endure. Endure to the end. I can hear Paul saying that we shall endure to the end, for we will be comforted in knowing that there is a brighter day coming. As Jesus suffered on Golgotha and hung there and died, many would say, oh my, that's a bad thing. Isn't that sad? But Jesus knew. He knew that if he goes through the crucifixion on Friday, surely there'll be a resurrection on Sunday. Times will improve. For some of us, it's already improved. We have a maid that will clean our house and make it smell like perfume. Garbage collector who collect our garbage so our garbage can and neighborhood does not stink. We have construction workers who build our house so we can make it a home. We have police officers who run when we call because someone is breaking in our home or trying to hurt us. We have firefighters who prevent our home from burning down. We have doctors, nurses to help us, to heal us when we are sick. And everyone else who help us and serve us. How many of us ever stop to say thanks to those wonderful people? Have you? Have you ever just stopped and say, thank you for collecting my garbage? Thank you for coming to save me? Thank you for what you're doing? I doubt many of you do, but I hope you do. Things will improve. It will not be this way forever. Why? Because God loves us that he gave his only child for us. Look at your neighbors right now, brothers and sisters. Turn to someone. Tell them, hold on. Say, don't give up. Tell them, keep the faith. Tell them the Lord has promised that things will improve. Yes, brothers and sisters, our hope is secure. He willed our shield and portion be as long as life endure. We will be comforted in whatever we go through. Hold on. Hold on. Know that Jesus is right there by your side. He could be sitting right next to you right now and you don't even know. Because you're not trusting him. You're not holding on to him. We all go through things. But because I trust him, and I know a lot of you here trust him, things work itself out. It improves. But it's up to you to let it improve. It's up to you to make things better. And the only way you're going to do that is by trusting him. It's by holding on to his unchanging hands, like the song says. Give it your all. Give God your all. Let us pray. Dear Lord, we will trust you in all we do, and we'll have faith in knowing that things will improve. Bless us all, Lord Jesus. Be with us all. Thank you for you, Lord. Thank you for being in our lives, oh God. Lord, we're going to hold on to your unchanging hand this day. And no matter what we go through, Lord, we will trust you. We will hold on to you because we know, Lord, that you will make it better. You will improve it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.